Chapter 12. Blamire's Orbital. Dinas Chain placed a firm hand on Namat Jira's arm. "Now, my lord," he insisted.
"No, Dinas," Namat Jira snapped, pulling away.
"The security of the flagship can no longer be guaranteed," said Chain. "The companions must escort you to the safety of your sanctuary launch." The bridge was shaking. Every man at every station was shouting above the wail of the sirens. There was a distinct smell of smoke.
"Target it again," bellowed Namat Jira. "Again!"
"We cannot break its shields," Van Aunger yelled back. "We just lost the Barbustian," someone yelled. "The Loudon is reported as on fire and drifting," called another voice. Namat Jira walked up to Van Aunger and slapped him hard across the face.
"Destroy that barge, you piece of shit!"
Van Aunger recoiled, spitting blood from his lip. He balled his fist to swing back. Chain took him by the throat. Van Aunger gagged.
"You will not raise your hand to the Lord Commander," said Chain. "Complete your orders."
He let go. Van Aunger fell to the deck, gasping.
"All weapons," he coughed. "All weapons! Sustained fire! Everything we've got, damn it, before..."
"Contact," the tracking officer cried. "A second contact."
They stared at the jumping graphics on the main display. A vessel was shown tracking towards the rear of the fleet mass.
"Where did it come from?" Van Aunger asked.
"It just appeared on the scope, sir. It was concealed behind the planet."
"That's another barge," said Van Aunger in a low voice. "That's another fucking battle barge."
"The Alpha," whispered Namat Jira.
"It is open fire," the tracking officer yelled.
"Now, my lord," said Chain. This time, Namat Jira allowed Chain to lead him away.
"Noisy out there,"
Bronzy muttered through the blood oozing out of his mouth.
"Shut it,"
ordered the officer of the brig. He exchanged a worried look with his two assistants in their blood-spattered aprons. The thump of explosions and the crackle of gunfire was impossible to ignore. Bronzy began to laugh, but it turned into a wet, ragged cough.
"They're coming. They're coming for me, you see. I knew they would."
"Shut up," the officer snarled and viciously tightened one of the cage screws. Bronzy screamed. He coughed out more blood.
My name is Hurtado Bronzy,"
he wheezed.
That's all you're getting."
The cell door slammed open. Two figures in black body gloves burst in. Petto Sonica shot the officer of the brig twice through the heart with his las pistol, and then pumped several more rounds into his twitching corpse. Thana decapitated one of the assistants with an expert slice of his falx, and then drove the long blade through the other's belly. He tugged the weapon out. The man collapsed.
"Get him out of the restraint," said Sonica.
Thana started to undo the heavy clasps and bolts.
"Petto..."
"Hang on, Hurt. You're a mess."
You came for me."
"A personal favour granted by the Primarch," Sonica said.
"You came for me,"
Bronzy repeated.
"We look after our own," said Thana.
They pulled him out of the cage. He couldn't stand, so they carried him between them, his meaty arms blood-soaked around their shoulders.
"Hurry," said Thana.
"Signal the teleport," said Sonica.
Thana nodded.
"We're going to get you out, Hurt," said Sonica. "We'll get you to the barge and patch you up. Just hang on."
"It's good to see you, Petto,"
Bronzy murmured.
"And you, Hurt."
"If it's so good to see me, why do you look so fucking grim?"
"Later," said Petto Sonica. "I'll tell you later."
One end of the flagship's vast carrier deck was ablaze. Chain and a squad of 6 Lucifer Blacks ran Namek Jira through the smoke and across the wide deck space towards the armoured sanctuary launch.
"Prepare for immediate departure," Chain cried into his vox. "The Lord Commander will be aboard in 20 seconds.
"I don't believe he will," said Altharius. The Primarch had emerged from the dense smoke pouring down the carrier space. He stood, gladius drawn, between the companions and the launch. The Lucifer Blacks were armed with las pistols and sabres. Without hesitation, they rushed him, firing as they came. Las rounds pinged and flashed off Altharius's armour. Some left scorched and dented holes. He drove in to meet the charge. One swing of his sword broke the back of the first Lucifer. Altharius wheeled and crushed another's skull with his left fist. Blades soared at him from all sides. He blocked with his sword and the gauntlet of his left hand. A sabre shattered. The gladius stabbed clean through the chest of a companion and ripped free. Blood spattered out in a wide arc across the deck. Blocking another sword stroke with his gladius, Altharius delivered a crushing punch with his left hand that sent one of the remaining Lucifers flying backwards. He grabbed another and broke his neck with one twist of his armoured fingers. Chain swung his sabre in, and it was barely blocked by the Primarch's sword. He altered his attack dynamic. Altharius had to take a step backwards to defend against Chain's extraordinary swordsmanship. The Primarch parried and thrust, but Chain dodged the strike and ran his sabre into Altharius's side. The tempered blade, as strong and sharp as any metal known to man, punched under the side of the power armour, through the segmented layering, and deep into Altharius's torso. Altharius looked down at the wedged blade. A tiny amount of blood oozed out. He murmured. He stared at Chain, who knew he could not pull the sword out.
"That's all you get," said Altharius,
and split him in half. Altharius sheathed his gladius and dragged the sabre out of his torso. He tossed it away and walked through the litter of bodies to where Namek Jira was kneeling on the deck.
"Please, my Lord Primarch, please, I beg you," Namek Jira pleaded, his hands making a desperate namaste.
Altharius drew his bolt gun.
"Why," shrieked Namek Jira, "why are you doing this?"
"For the Emperor," said Altharius, and pulled the trigger.